The Wonders of Modern Technology, yes. Thank you for joining us at BBS Radio. My name is David Del Grosso, and I want to welcome you all to the debut broadcast of Flying Higher. And in just a few minutes, we're going to actually explain the origin of this name of this show and also begin our first topic in a series of many. It is the Mayan calendar in 2012, a very popular subject in many circles around the world. First, we figured it would make a lot of sense to just spend a couple minutes each on a little background so that you know who is speaking to you from this wonderful new internet radio site. And I'd like to actually begin by just saying that I really appreciate this opportunity to work with Gina and to speak with all of you. We're actually going to have call lines open up by 8 o'clock tonight, so I'm going to start talking faster to keep that window on schedule here. And at the same time, it's such a special honor for me because of the massive changes I've been going through in my own life the last few years. And I back up for just a second to say that I think I'm like many of you. I think there's probably quite a few million people that would say this, that it's almost like my journey on Earth has been several phases, almost like I've experienced many lives within this lifetime. I mean, literally, when I think back about where I grew up, I can hardly even believe that was me and some of the work experiences I had. It almost seems like dreams and memories to me, and here I am speaking to you right now. It's exciting to have a human journey. It's sometimes a lot of turbulence, and every now and then you'll hear a few fun words to remind us of why we're flying higher. And when I grew up in Detroit, I have to tell you honestly, this is a while back, and there were not a lot of conversations about consciousness and metaphysics. My father worked at Cadillac. He worked really hard and retired with his gold watch, and most of my friends were in the automobile industry, and I was getting booted out of school for having long sideburns and a mustache, and I just feel like it was another lifetime. But I do realize now that I learned a lot about human interaction and human values in Detroit. But it wasn't until 1983, when I was relocated to Los Angeles for a work opportunity, that I started to meet up with folks probably a lot like you, in the sense of having an inspiration and an aspiration, if you will, for something beyond the physical, the 3D, the everyday grind. And I was fortunate at one point to even be walking down the beach in Laguna, an amazing energetic field, and was drawn into a meditation group. I had never meditated before. I started to experience things that just weren't a part of my daily routine in Detroit. And it really started to trigger something different inside of me. But as the story goes, and I'm giving you quite a few decades in a very few minutes, I stayed focused in the corporate world and worked long hours and made a lot of money, actually. I found a way to spend it all, and then I made a lot more, and then I actually lost it all, and then I made a lot more and spent it again. And somehow this whole thing came to like an abrupt halt for me in around 2005, just a couple years ago. And here I am sitting here looking back at it a little, and I hate to use cliches, even if they have wonderful visuals to them, but it's starting to feel like, to me, like that butterfly hitting the cocoon wall finally busted through somewhere in 05 to get those wings going so that I could fly. And the pain at the time was outrageous. I had so many physical weird things happening to me that slowed me down. It got me laying on my back and really thinking about not wanting to be on this planet anymore. And in a very short period of time, things started to evolve for me in terms of seeing that what was happening in my life is that it was time for me to do something very different than I had ever done before. And that's literally how I went from helping millionaires become even wealthier in corporate America, to now helping nonprofit programs and incredibly compassionate people who are flying around the world bringing homeless and physically afflicted children to medical treatment centers and bringing them to safety and transforming the environment in many creative ways that are going to make a big difference in how we proceed in the economy and in industry. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to start literally bringing to light quite a few nonprofit programs that are walking examples of conscious awareness, not just the rhetoric, and I'll get back to that in a minute. The words are wonderful, and we all have a lot of words, and we all have different perspectives on what they all mean, but, you know, being the change that we choose to see in others, I've seen more than ever before in working with some of these amazing humanitarian programs. And that's fueling my life in a whole new way, and it got me very interested in the Mayan calendar in 2012. And at one point I was at a workshop with Dr. Carl Kalaman, one of the foremost authorities in the world on this subject. He literally spent a lot of time down there and studied the information on Mayan decryption so much that he has written several very popular books, and he's now lecturing all around the world and creating more videos. And in that crowd, I met someone named Gina Jones, who was very fascinating to me in that she had already started moving in the direction of bringing this information into what we might call more of a mass awareness, the mass consciousness. And she was actually doing it through a very incredible new book. But I'm not going to actually explain her background because she's right here with us. And Gina Jones, I would love for you to help these folks find out a little more about who you are and what you're up to.
Well, thank you, David, and it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm excited about the opportunities to share this information and this understanding with everybody out there. And it is life-changing. It was transformative for me, and I, too, had gone through some physical challenges several years ago in my life, and upon the diagnosis of so many things at one time and being told by an expert in the field, an oncologist and a hematologist, that, well, honey, you're over 40, this is the way life is, I refused to accept that and decided to go alternative on healing myself and went to lectures and workshops and bookstores and listened to anybody and everybody who had an alternative way of doing this. And in transforming my life and in healing myself through natural ways, I also learned about alternative ways of thinking and alternative everything. And all of a sudden, there was this whole alternative world. And in healing myself, I became more connected to spirit and more connected to myself. It's hard to do when you're on massive painkillers and Advil all day and Darvon and Darvocet. It's like you can't feel yourself, much less feel a connection to everybody around you. So that was tremendous for me. And as I continued on that path, I learned more and more things and came across the information about the Mayan calendar, which in itself is transformative. But it made sense. Just like healing my body naturally with fruits and vegetables, the things that were put on the earth, the Mayan calendar made sense. It put things in an order when everything around our lives seems so random and chaotic. And it was nice to see that there actually is a plan. There's actually a plan of our consciousness. There's a plan in our spiritual evolution. And it helps you to move forward day to day to know these things and to be connected with this. And so healing my body and healing myself, it led me on this miraculous journey. And so I wanted to convey this information in a fictional way, because there's a lot of nonfiction out there. So I saw how my everyday life on board an airplane, that there was a lot of similarities and a lot of things that I could bring forth into a very powerful story. And my seeing the Matrix movie was, that was the big light for me, the big aha. It's like, we can really share some very powerful information and some really great messages in a way that entertains. And for those who want to be purely entertained, then that's fine. And then there's people who can see through the multi-dimensions in these messages and these stories that there are other things that they can get from that if they choose to. So it's a form, and it's a format that is comfortable for me, so people can take what they want. And if they don't want to take any of it, that's fine. But I think it's, for those who do, they'll see a creative way to understand a lot of the information that's being conveyed to us, and will help people. And that's the format for this show, is to present this information to people in a way that is from a higher perspective, maybe sort of taking a look at the bigger picture of what's going on and how it all falls together. And the Mayan calendar really does that. It really helps people to see what is going on through the multi-levels, and as we're shifting higher and higher. And with that, there's a greater understanding. And with that, there's tremendous power. And it enables people to move forward each day, putting one foot in front of the other, just as it does for me, to step out in faith, knowing that everything is going to be great, everything is going to be wonderful, and not to go into the fear. Because fear gets you nowhere but heartache, disease, you know, stress, and all other sorts of problems that everybody's familiar with. So I'm excited about this, and David, I know that we have a lot to share with our audience this evening about the Mayan calendar in 2012, so I'll turn it back to you for a few minutes here to explain a little bit more.
Thank you. You know, I do believe that over the next few weeks we'll go deeper and deeper with this subject, because it's hardly something that can be discussed in just a few minutes, because many people want to, you know, move in different directions with this information. There's just an incredible amount of information that was literally charted in a timeline that is now being called a calendar. And one of the things we wanted to do, by the way, just a little plug for next Sunday, we actually have a very special guest from south of the border who's spent a lot of time down there. And he's going to help us see the Mayan calendar from many other perspectives. But I want to begin by kind of a disclaimer, if you will. I want to be the first to admit that, you know, if we sound like at any point that we're preaching or that we know something that you don't know, that is clearly not the intention here. We're having a human experience just like you, and we're hopefully now in a mode that we see so many more ways to fly above the turbulence, if you will, fly higher than the level where the turbulence resides. And so to share that and to bring in some of the wonderful authors and humanitarians over the next few weeks, few months, is really something that inspires us. And we welcome the calls, we welcome the input, we welcome the interchange between all of us. But I want to really just say one statement so that we're all open and willing to share here, and that's really that words, I mean, we have to speak in words, but words, I think we all know by now, they mean different things to different people. So we're going to use a lot of words, especially as it relates to consciousness and the Mayan calendar, but it's important to not, feel resistance. If the word means something different to you, we'll continue to co-create together, all of us on this planet, and someday when we're all communicating telepathically, we'll probably understand each other instantly. But I begin any kind of conversation about the Mayan calendar by at least defining two of these words. Consciousness, and I always say it's consciousness with a capital C, because some people think, oh, you mean as opposed to unconscious, where you're like knocked out? Well, yeah, there's a metaphor there too, but this consciousness with a capital C in the context of what some of the material that we'll be discussing over the first few weeks of this show is really kind of something that many people call the all that is, the infinite creator, or maybe the word God is appropriate to some in this context. it's an energy, it's a level of understanding, it's a field of information. But in a sense, what we're talking about when we try to refer to consciousness, we're saying that there is a force that we can't necessarily see or touch, but we recognize that there's a common thread tying us all together, that part where everyone says we're all one. Well, we're not one. I'm sitting here, she's sitting there, you're somewhere else. No, our bodies aren't all one, but there is a common thread. And this consciousness is something that the Mayan decryption brought incredible light to when we started to see something called a timeline. And using the word calendar to literally chart it out, the consciousness timeline that the Mayans had encrypted into these different layers of the pyramid literally describe an evolution of consciousness from 16.4 billion years ago all the way up to 2012 AD. And this is where the 2012 thing really popped up. And tonight I doubt if we'll spend any time on whether it's November 28th, 2011 or March 10th, 2012 or the details of what exact day and month someone believes is the proper calculation. That's really not the point. The point is that there has been an evolutionary process, and when we take the time to look at it, we literally can see it with our own eyes and understand it instantly, because this calendar, if you overlay each cycle of creation from again, 16.4 billion years ago, you notice that the way the timeline evolved was that each cycle was 20 times faster than the previous. And each cycle had 13 segments to it. And as you take these cycles and lay one over the other, you notice that there's a recurring pattern of a new wave of experience that moves in to start to equalize the previous wave, to then start to become more dominant until the end of its cycle, and then it literally transitions into the next wave. Well, here's a kind of a simple overview of the whole thing. Because if it all began with a particle, the particle then, through a period of time, evolved into a cell, a living cell. The cell itself evolved into living entities, living beings, if you will. The living beings, over a period of time, started to become families of living beings. The families started to create tribes. The tribes themselves actually evolved into nations. And as nations, as technology and industry started to become more part of our journey, started to develop something that literally can be summarized as power and greed, because there was a competitiveness for the first time in this journey. And the calendar itself shows, from a chronological standpoint, that if you chart every one of these cycles, lay them over the top of each other, it shows two things. One is that the transition that we evolved with all of this incredible industry and technology as nations into what we might call, I think all of us have examples of, an abuse of power and an abundance of greed, is now morphing together to become more of a unity consciousness based in ethics and integrity. In other words, we may think it's all coincidence, we may think it's all accidental, but as a cell has intelligence, and then it becomes a family, and then it starts to interact with others, and then it learns more, and 1 + 1 = 3, and then more groups come together, they can accomplish more, and then they work together, but then they start to believe that maybe there isn't enough for what their dreams are, and they compete for it, and it starts to get out of hand and it doesn't feel right. What would be the next step? You know, a lot of people are predicting, well, the next step is another nuclear bomb and we just blow up the earth and we're done. But that's really not what the Mayan calendar indicated at all. It showed that at some point we'd get so fed up with the abuse of technology and industry that evolved through all of this period of time, that we'd literally shift into more of a cooperative mode and say, hey, let's, you know, get along and not kill each other over our ability to do things that we've never been able to do before. So there's literally a timeline that was encoded. Now, you know, some people feel is channeled information. I don't. Tonight we won't get into that per se. Some feel that the Mayans had kind of a special connection to extra information. You know, what's interesting about this subject, I don't know if everyone's aware of this, the Hopis themselves had a very similar timeline. The Maoris, the Zulus, even the Hindus had the Kali Yuga, the end time of man, targeted in the same area. The Incas and the Aztecs were all evolving similar visions and prophecies, if you will. Pueblos, Cherokees, even there's Tibetan teachings prophesied by Buddha predicting the coming of the Golden Age. And in Egypt, the Great Pyramid in Giza, actually, I don't know if you're aware of this, you walk inside the Great Pyramid of Giza and go down the different flights, you'll see that there's 9 of them. And each one has special cryptic paintings on the walls that has been decoded by a lot of the experts that have devoted their lives to this, and it follows the same type of pattern. There's a progression, an evolution to consciousness, if you will, which literally means a fuel for this journey that goes along with our individual choices. Yes, we have free will, we have individual choices, but there's still a thread that's guiding us experientially, and it leads us to a time called 2012. And I think we all know that's only a few years away. And so this is really why this particular work of information is inspiring so many people, is that there is a change going on. Now, you know, I want to back up for one thing. Ray Kurzweil once said it beautifully, the exceptional scientist inventor. He said everyone knows that the only thing guaranteed in life is change. It's a popular cliche. But most people haven't contemplated the fact that change itself is changing. The pace at which things change. I mean, here's a classic example. I would bet that your grandparents did not envision the life that you have today. I know mine didn't. You know, it's when you think about what has changed. In fact, I was mentioning to Gina the other day that it was about a year ago, I think, that Ford Motor ran this commercial on television. They said, you know, 100 years ago today, Henry Ford changed the world by offering people $4.50 to build an automobile. Whoa. Okay, the $4.50 sticks out in your mind immediately, but build the automobile, that started 100 years ago. Not 1,000 years ago, not 10,000 years ago. The speed at which we are processing information is faster and faster, just like the consciousness timeline indicates, the Mayan calendar. And just to kind of magnify that point, people often say, you know, time is flying by. I know I feel that way. This last year, where did it go? Some have observed, and I really believe that they're onto something. Time hasn't changed at all. It's the speed at which we process information that's speeding up, and that's literally what consciousness is. It's the underlying thread of how we have a human experience.
David, I think it's important for people to understand that the Mayan calendar is not an astronomical calendar. It's not like the other calendars that are based on the sun and the moon and the evolution of the planetary systems. But the Mayan calendar is a measurement of consciousness. It's a plan of the divine for this planet and other planets in the solar system. But this is not, again, based on the sun. Maybe you can explain a little bit further on that.
Well, okay, but Go ahead.
No, I was just laughing. When I first heard about the Mayan calendar, I thought, well, this is just a bunch of uncivilized people that ran out of numbers. I had no clue. I think when people, they hear that the end of the Mayan calendar is coming, but they don't understand what the Mayan calendar actually is, and that is what is so profound and life-changing.
Right.
It would really put all of every aspect of our lives into an understanding that's magical and transformational. It's like, wow, it's the big light, the big aha. So I think it's important for people to understand this is not like the calendars that we may think of in traditional ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, calendars themselves become a confusing entity because, you know, most people don't really even understand the Gregorian calendar and why Pope Gregory had to change it from the Julian calendar before. But this is kind of like history and details. And I appreciate your footnote, and to kind of expand upon it, in effect what we're talking about is that this particular prophecy, if you will, and it's, you know, it can be a divine plan. We will all use our own languaging to what feels right to us. But in effect, it was simply revealing that there is a natural progression. I mean, it's almost like there's a natural progression from an embryo to a baby, to a teenager, to an adult, to an elderly. There is a process by which one experience leads to another. And that's one of the keys here, because the eighth cycle itself, which is the one we're in right now, is actually at the midway point. And by that, I really can't, without graphs, very clearly articulate how each cycle unfolded from 16.4 billion years ago till now. But when you see them in a graph, and you see one laid over to the other, there was always a midpoint for each cycle, and there was always a cycle identified by a dominant experience. And again, this concept of power and greed literally expanded starting in 1799 till 1999. And I think all of us have enough awareness of history, and that's 200 years, to come up with a very long list of how technology/industry actually moved in a different direction of creating a lot of pain for people.
I apologize. We're just doing. I'm just bringing someone in on the line.
Oh.
And seeing if we can get that working. Let's see. Leilani.
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
I am.
Okay. I'm just trying to set the levels here. Okay, keep talking. You all talk, and I'll get off the line.
I just truly wanted
okay.
to congratulate both of the radio.
Even technology, talk radio evolves as we speak.
Yes, indeed.
we got feedback, but I just wanted to make sure that I congratulated both of the hosts for a great job, and wanted to let you know that the volume coming through is very crystal clear.
I didn't hear any of that.
I can't hear what she's saying. But I would like to just offer that for those, there is a massive amount of information available on the internet. That I have www.mayansacredcalendar.com. And if you go to the links tab, there's a tremendous amount of references available to the more information.
Can you hear each other at all?
Yes, I can hear Gina.
Can you hear Leilani?
We did initially, and then she just sort of disappeared as far as volume.
Leilani?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, she sounds like she's on another planet.
Okay, well, we need to.
We know she's there, but we can't hear what she's saying.
Okay, let's just see if we can.
Everybody, bear with us here. We've got some modern day technology difficulties here, but we appreciate your patience and bearing with us as
well.
Upgrade to LDPL radio so that we can have more people call in to all the shows and have more guests on this at the same time.
Ooh, you're all clear to me. Anyway, congratulations to both of you.
David, do you want to just go ahead and continue until we can hear Leilani?
Well, I'd be happy to. I pray that people can hear us okay.
Yep.
And basically, where I was at with the seventh cycle, if you will, I think I said 1799, I meant to say 1755 to 1999. This was the period whereby technology and industry would take over from our own human values and lead us. Things are unfolding quickly. That's why since 99, all of a sudden, you notice, well, Enron got exposed, and WorldCom's in trouble, and even Martha Stewart went to jail. And now, you know, there's so much talk about, well, you know, what is happening with the government decisions here, and what is going on with the environment and global warming. And don't you notice that every day everybody is noticing something about, well, is everybody telling the truth here, or do we need to revisit this or make some changes? That's the shift that's going to continue to accelerate this year and next year and next year, because I promise you that anyone who hears that by 2012 we're going to be well-behaved on this planet all around the world, they're going to laugh. But again, if you understand how fast the shift is accelerating, it is not any less likely than your grandparents or their parents laughing at the idea that they wouldn't be going to the store in the horse and buggy. Automobile? Come on. Airplanes? Forget about it. You know, even computers. Look at what we're doing with computers and even this internet. Amazing acceleration of how we process information, and it's going to continue to get faster. That's why we're in the most incredible period of time to date of the human experience.
That's true. And I think what's important for people to know is that this is coming again so they can prepare, and to also step forward in balance. And I think a lot of the shifts and a lot of the changes and a lot of the things that will be coming at us faster and faster will be throwing us off. And so we really need to be able to be centered and to be in balance. And this comes in all aspects of our life, in our health, in our mental aspects, in our relationships as we move forward. And there's going to be a lot of things that may be going on around us to pull us off of balance. But being in balance and being centered, I think, will really truly help us to follow our path and not to get caught up in what I call the dimensional drama that's going on around us. Because I think there are a lot of things that are working to keep us off balance. And so we can't go into the fear, and we can't go into the doomsday type mentality and the end of the world and everybody running around hoarding and willing to, you know, do things that they would never otherwise do as these situations occur, especially with the earth changes that come. They have to understand that these earth changes, these tsunamis, these earthquakes, hurricanes, whatever it is, that these are opportunities for us to expand ourselves and to open ourselves to help each other, not to pull away and to hoard and to take things away and, you know, out for yourself and forget about you, buddy. You take care of yourself. People have to understand that these are opportunities to grow our souls and to advance to the next level and to embrace that. And I think when you have an understanding and the knowledge of the Mayan calendar and you really take the time and opportunity to explore that, you'll see how it'll play out in your everyday life and how it'll make you just a better person and will help your consciousness and to help you share this information with others so we don't have everybody checking into the psychiatric wards or, you know, getting caught up in a lot of things that are not going to be a benefit to them or to anybody else on the planet.
Well, it's definitely a clue that there's something important to pay attention to. And, you know, if I could just share what it means to me, I heard this years ago, I mean, before spirituality was as popular as it is today. It was actually dominated by religion, which we won't get into tonight. But I heard it from a guy that I'm sure many people know was Dr. Chopra, Deepak Chopra. And he was standing on a stage the first time he had come to Los Angeles. And he just looked at the audience and he said, "I'd like to ask each of you a question. Are you a human being who occasionally has spiritual experiences? Or are you a spirit being who is currently having a human experience?" I have to say that, you know, that particular notion never left my awareness and comes back to my thoughts and my feelings very often, because it's, I do believe it's the underlying theme to this whole conversation. It's like, yes, if you actually want to experience life on Earth totally as a human being, the 3D human being, whereby what is happening to our bodies is literal, what is happening in our mind is the truth, and that other voice that of intuition that we are much more connected to our own soul is helpful, but that's just occasional and for certain select blessed few. I mean, there is a way to experience a lot more pain and suffering in this transitionary period. But there is also a light switch that flips on if you just take a chance in remembering that what you really are, what we all are, we're all spirit beings, and we're simply having a human experience. And that's when the Mayan calendar becomes so powerful, is that it shows how the human experience has continued to evolve and is going to continue, and at a faster rate than ever, and it's headed exactly in the direction that makes us all feel good. So now we have a new opportunity to get amped up for the next few years of our life.
I'm going to try another caller on the line. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
You're the producer. You get to do anything you want to.
Well, that's not true. But here we go. We'll try that.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us now?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Don. You have a question for us?
Hi, Gina. This is Doug. There's somebody there. I can't hear.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Oh, let's try that. How's that?
Hello. Gina, David.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Okay.
Gina, David, can you hear me?
We actually have to go off the line.
Hold on, wait a minute. Gina, David, he's going to do some talking, and when you hear him, let me know.
Okay. Gina, David? Hello?
Okay, they're not hearing.
Hello?
They're not hearing you yet, caller. Hold on, stay with me. Let's see if the screen where it's posting correctly. Okay. Try to talk.
Gina, David, this is Doug.
Doug.
First of all, let me congratulate you on your cutting edge show. And perhaps you can tell us for the audience how we're all part of the whole. And we're all part of the universe.
While we're waiting, we could give out some
connection
email addresses if somebody wants to share what they're trying to call in. I'd love to connect with all of you. It's just a little bug that has to be resolved here in the system.
We're expanding a lot with our format here. And for those of you, we also have www.flying-higher.com.
Okay, well, I'm going to try this test a little later because it's just not. I'm going to have to try this test later when I've got three people who all just want to jab. Only because I don't know whether you're all connected.
Yeah. I haven't been able to hear any callers, so that's definitely an obstacle to having a conversation.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
we need those words that David was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
we're not at that telepathic level yet, are we, David?
In some ways, but not for this show.
Yeah, not for this show, yes. So I was mentioning we have www.flying-hire.com, which is our website off the BBS website, off our webpage. And we'll be adding our guests that we've got lined up. And David, you've sent me some amazing information about one of the people that is involved with the International Humanities Center named Sheva. Can you just touch on that? And
yeah, it's actually Sheva.
Oh, Sheva. I beg your pardon. Okay, Sheva. These are some astounding people who are so dedicated to helping so many on this planet and to raise consciousness, because it only takes one person to just make such a powerful impact on so many others. And what I saw last night was just amazing. Just amazing.
Well, yeah, you're referring to the video clip on Yahoo.
Yes.
It's kind of funny. It began with a question, what makes a young woman sacrifice her ultra-privileged life as an acting student in the United States for a chance to live in a war-torn third world country?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you a hint of what it's like to connect with Sheva Kaur from the Sierra Foundation. She is quite amazing, but as she tells the story, she has been through quite a lot to open her heart to represent what's really inside of her. And she's actually going to be a guest speaker in March, and we'll have that up on the website, as Gina was mentioning. But she actually flew down to Nicaragua at one point and interfaced with the people there, primarily a lot of the children, and found, so much devastation that it really started to move her in many different directions inside of herself to figure out what is this journey all about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wonderful story, and I'll wait and let her tell it, about how this has evolved to the point where the minor amount of money that she was able to send some of these children has transformed their lives into school educations and working, and they're now making enough money to help many of their family and neighbors. And it's just an example of where the emphasis is going on this planet. And again, it everything ties back to the fundamental question, if you will. If we're spirit beings and we're currently having a human experience, we're going to make decisions, we're going to make choices, we're going to see things differently, because we realize that there is something much bigger than just the 3D senses show us, that there's something beyond the known. That's really what metaphysical means, beyond physical. It's beyond what we can see or touch. And all of us have this in our life. All of us have this experience. We all have intuition and feelings and even beliefs that have been developed just based on something way beyond that we can't really explain. We can't really show you a picture of. I just know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part of the eighth cycle that we're in the middle of right now. And as long, we would love to connect with the callers, but as long as it's not working, I'll just finish the story that the second part of this calendar, outside of the fact that the journey, the process itself of experiencing life continues to accelerate, not just trudge along, but get faster and faster at the speed at which we process information in this human journey. It also, the pattern itself lines up. There's each cycle has 13 segments to it. Each cycle is 20 times faster than the previous one in terms of how many years, Gregorian years, if you will, that we use to map that progress. And when you line them all up, you see that the middle of the cycle we're in right now is the same as the midpoint of previous cycles. Well, what happened in these midpoints in previous cycles? Things like the extinction of the dinosaurs in the early years, the fall of the Roman Empire, relatively significant, even the Great Depression in the last cycle. So what the Mayan calendar is saying, and the reason why this subject is becoming real popular this year, is that 2007 happens to be the turning point of this cycle. We're in the midpoint. And I can tell you right now that either nothing's going to happen from now to 2012, at which point it'll be the first time in 16.4 billion years that this timeline was not accurate, or something is going to happen. And what the prediction is that the shift away from the pain of power and greed, the pain of fear, the pain of duality consciousness, if you will, is going to now transform itself into the truth of who we are. That we are spirits having a human experience, and we can interact and be very successful with this. And yes, some of the people who think that they're totally human beings and don't really want to hang out with this conversation because $6 trillion isn't enough to fund their agenda, they need $8 trillion, they're going to shift too, because consciousness is all of us. Everyone is going to move in this direction at a faster rate, and transformation is going to be stunning. And of course, those that go kicking and fighting will probably ripple some ruckus around to many others. That's what Gino is referring to. I personally, I don't ignore the dramas of the world. I pay attention to them. They fuel me. They help me see more clearly how that which doesn't want to give up control is kicking and fighting even harder. Because isn't that the stage that happens before it gives up? I know, I think of my own life, you know, what I refused to change. I got sicker and sicker until I couldn't fight anymore. And then all of a sudden I accepted it graciously, and the changes happened instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of exciting information, and maybe we should make this a two-hour show. No.
Yeah, well, that's
certainly true. But we'll pick this up next week with Jose and discuss the Mayan aspect a little more. And we're confident that all the technical glitches will be out of the way, so that we'll be able to receive these calls effortlessly for the caller and the receiver on our end.
Mm-hmm.
And
go
ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I just wanted to say, for a lot of people who may be listening to the show for the first time and maybe even hearing about the Mayan calendar for the first time, it can be very overwhelming, especially if you do an internet search and you get, you know, millions of websites and millions of locations to, you know, as far as our experience. And if you just go to www.flyingbetweenheavenandearth.com, you can purchase the book there. It's just come out this week, so this is an exciting opportunity for people to get an understanding of this. And I applaud the audience for being here and listening to this, and you're definitely on the leading edge of this information. And we have to realize that people wake up in different ways, and I've enjoyed this dialogue that I had with an old friend of mine, that there are some people in life that, you know, when the alarm goes off the first time, they are up and they're ready to go. They're, like, ready to take on the day, and they're excited about what's coming. And then there's people who hit the snooze button, and then they hit it again, and they hit it again, and I'll get up later. And that's fine. They're perfect. That's who they are supposed to be. And then there will be some of the people in the world who will sleep through this whole event. They'll just never wake up. Just like they miss their morning meetings, or they miss their workout at the gym, or they miss whatever opportunities that were scheduled for them that day. So, again, I thank BBS Radio for this opportunity, and thank everybody. But I do encourage everybody to read Flying Between Heaven and Earth, because I think it's a very easy way to understand this. And it's not just about the calendar. It is about about everything that's going on in our lives. And I think it's a wonderful way to share
it. It is a wonderful book, Gina. And I'm looking forward to seeing it on the big screen here someday soon.
Well, that's in the works too, yes. I had to move to California to network with the people. Yes, as a matter of fact, I have an A-list actor who's interested, and we're actually working on a rewrite right now on the script. And I had an introduction on Monday at the Conscious Life Expo in L.A. with producer Paramount. So there's some exciting things that are happening, and I think it is important that this be brought out in a massive way to educate, entertain, and delight everybody with what's going on, so we can all get excited and celebrate this opportunity we have as spiritual beings to come together and to co-create our future, to write the history.
Well, and I would like
where
to.
We're going.
Absolutely. And I would like to, before we get off the air here, mention the website for the nonprofit. It is ihcenter.org. And at ihcenter.org, you can just go to the current members list and see all of the programs. There's over 180 of them, including Shevakar. If you look at No More Victims and you see what Cole Miller is doing, Cole is actually in the Middle East right now. Cole has literally flown several times to Iraq and picked up little children whose parts of their bodies and their faces have been deformed and destroyed by collateral damage from these bombs and these attacks, and has brought them back into the United States, some of them to like Boston Memorial and other hospitals. And all his entire nonprofit is to raise money to go get these kids, bring them back here, and fix them physically so that they can have a life. And when you see these kids on a video, the tears start flowing because they have a bright light inside of them. They're just like any other child, and they deserve a chance to continue their life without a lot of pain and without the inability to see or to walk. And the nonprofits go beyond that to the environment and alternative solutions to energy consumption in politics and voter integrity, to make sure that when we place votes that they're tallied with integrity so that our voices are heard. And even in the way of higher consciousness, IH Center represents the Conscious Media Network, which is another internet station that has a lot of incredible videos from speakers that are going to be on this show, as well as talk directly to their audience on their sites. So we're excited to continue to fly higher, to strap you in your seats with us and go for this ride. It'll be a joy to hear your voices and to hear your questions, and to remind you that, you know, we want to co-create this flight plan with you, not just preach to you or tell you that we know something you don't know, but there is an opportunity unfolding. The pace is accelerating. The next few years of our life are going to be more magical than ever before, and that's why we're excited to have this opportunity to connect with you.
Okay, well, thank you. Is everybody still hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, what we're going to do is just, I'm going to try to run some tests here with you. Do you want to?
Yeah, sure.
Are we off the air now?
No, we're on the air. We can't do any tests unless we're live.
Great.
We're willing to be guinea pigs, right, David?
Okay. I'm just going to see if the sound goes out. There might be stops, breaks, this, that, and the other. Bear with me. Okay, let's try.
Can we just keep talking about what we love?
Sure. But don't mind me if I interrupt or ask or this, that.
No, that's fine,
okay,
David.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, well, David, I just want to say that I am so honored to be on this show as co-host, because
do you still hear me?
Of what I want to do through my foundation of Seeing the Light Productions is to, you know, highlight and to show the positive, because I think so many of us in our lives are bombarded in the media, on the radio, television,
do you still
press,
hear me?
Magazines, newspapers.
Can anybody hear me?
All the negativity of all the horrible things.
Does anybody hear me? Anybody hear me?
That's really such a fraction. It's
are you hearing me?
Small part in that.
You're not hearing
National
me.
National Humanity Center.
Okay.
180.
Well, when you hear me, you let me know, because
that
I'm going to try to do something here.
Foundation has is huge, and I think it's so important for us to, you know, just consciously choose to turn off the negativity and focus on the positive and give energy to that and support that financially. And even, you know, get
hello,
on the
hello,
and go to these
hello,
places and help
hello,
people who are, you know,
hello,
out there on the leading edge, making a
you're still not hearing
powerful
me, are you?
Difference in the lives of people
okay,
everywhere.
Hello. Do you hear me?
Whatever it is, because we're all part of consciousness. We're all part of the Creator. There's
do you
no
hear me?
No
anybody hear me? No.
More important or less important?
Anybody
less
hear me?
No. Than the other.
You know, folks, I don't think they hear me.
I'm
this is getting interesting.
I wish we could have all 180 organizations on.
It's always fun until somebody loses an eye.
All right.
Well, and that's been a.
To go to
all right. Let's see if we can do this a little better. Hello. 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 Can you hear me? You guys can't hear me, can you? You're not even close. Hello. Can you hear me? Anybody hear me? How about now? Now? Now?
With everybody. Now? People at work and people at home, you know, don't just keep this for yourself.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Doc. Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Isn't that strange? Stay with me. I'm just going to try something. Still no good. Still no good. How's that? Do you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? How about now? Now?
I can hear you fine.
We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me quite good.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay, if there's a caller out there, hey, we'll check that out. All right. Now, I know this is going to get crazy. Everybody be silent for a bit, just so I can kind of get my bearings. Now. No, hold on. Hold on, please. Okay. Caller line two. Caller on line two. Is there a caller on line two? Well, somebody's having fun. I think that's just a busy signal. You all still hear me, right?
Yes.
We can hear you, but not a caller.
Right. Callers? Call in. There's probably not many of you out there. Oh, there we go. All right. See how easy it is to get people to call in when you want them to?
Yeah. Ask and you shall receive.
Okay, you're going on the air. All right.
Are you
there?
Able to connect me?
I'm trying.
No.
Hold on. I'm trying. Can we hear you? Jeff?
I can hear you.
Okay, keep.
Hello, can I hear you?
Okay, hold on. I'll keep trying. Okay, Jeff? Jeff?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you guys hear him?
No.
No.
I can't. David, can you?
No, I can't hear anything.
Okay, Jeff? Jeff?
Hold on.
No, it's not you. Trust me, it's not you. I'm going to just see. Okay, keep talking, Jeff. Nobody can hear him, right?
No, I can't.
Okay, we're going to try it this way. Ouch. Wow. There's a lot of feedback. Are you there, Jeff? Jeff?
This is Gina on this end here. I can hear you, Don. I can't hear
anything. Jeff,
else.
He can't. I can't hear you. Hold on. Whoa. Let's try this. Uh-oh. Okay. That's strange. Okay. Jeff? How about now, Jeff? Are you there? Jeff.
Gina, can you hear me?
Gina can't hear you, I don't think.
No, I can't hear anybody else.
Okay.
I can hear you, Don, and I can hear David.
Okay.
The caller line is not there.
No, it's not.
Until the status kicks in, but the status is so bad, you can't hear me.
Yeah, it sounds like I just heard that from another planet.
It does. And I'm
trying to beam in.
Okay, Jeff, are you there? Jeff?
Well, I'm here. I don't think anyone can hear me, though.
Okay, but you are there, right, Jeff?
This is Doug.
Oh, Doug, you're the one who called in, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Jim knows you guys can't hear him at all.
No.
That is so strange. Okay, stay with me. I know there's a way to figure this out, but what is it? Okay, it's that. Okay, so if that gets routed to A feeds B. Okay, so if that feeds B, then we just have
to... So this is a high-tech solution to a low-tech problem, huh?
Absolutely. That's not working. Okay, let's try this. It could be, I bet you, I think it's probably because we have... Oh, boy, let me try this.
I have my computer muted, so there's no feedback.
Now that sounds better.
I can't get on anymore.
Are you there, Jeff?
I didn't know if I was home alone. The ET phone home?
No, there's nothing.
Well, I wish you had been at the meetup group tonight.
Is anybody there?
Anybody that's listening?
Do you guys hear me?
Do you guys hear me?
Do you guys hear me? Do you guys hear me?
Things that you believe in?
Yes,
I can hear you now, Don. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear Don and I can hear David.
Okay. And the other fellow, can you please talk to me?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
No.
David?
Hello?
David?
Yes.
Yeah, just keep talking.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Keep talking.
Oh, Doug, okay.
Hey, Doug. Hey, is that Mr. Entertainment?
I muted my computer, so there's no feedback.
David, are you there?
I just hear a lot of static.
Okay. Yeah?
We're here. There's Doug's voice. Yeah, we can hear that.
I can hear Doug now.
Doug?
Okay, I can hear Doug now. David, can you hear Doug?
I did for a minute, and then the static took over.
Okay.
So now I think you've lost them on the other line, too.
I can hear you, and I can hear, and Dave, you can hear me, right? Sam Machina?
Yes.
Everybody,
yes, I can hear you. I can hear everybody perfect. The audience, I'm sure, can hear me perfect, or just about. Well, maybe not.
You're not coming through on the computer.
Okay.
Nobody's coming through right now.
We did have a comment that your voice is very muffled to the audience. But that's, you know, you're not really
presenting
the show anyway. But does that affect the caller line?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not quite
sure. I can hear you perfectly now. Yeah, I don't hear them, and there's nothing coming through on the computer.
We accessed the speaker real quick to hear what it sounded like, and the static's firing through loud and clear to the audience.
I'll bet you I could get everybody to hear each other, but I would have to do it this way. Is everybody ready?
Here yep. I'm ready. That's the new
seatbelt. I know. It's like, here comes turbulence.
Okay, bear with
me. Hello?
Okay, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Can anyone hear me? This is Doug.
Doug?
Yes.
Can you guys hear Doug yet?
I can hear Doug. He sounds like Darth Vader, but I can hear him.
Hey, Doug.
Well, you don't sound much better.
I couldn't hear what he said.
What'd you say, Doug?
I said they don't sound much better. There's a lot of static and they're broken.
Oh, that's better.
Well, we're getting there. Yeah, it just takes a little bit.
But yeah, that's better. I can hear Gina clearly now.
Okay, do I have a lot of reverb on my voice?
Not coming through on the computer.
Okay, nothing's coming through on the computer. It should be. I can see it all coming out.
No, I have my computer on and I haven't...
Oh, that's...
I've unmuted the computer, so... Yeah, there's nothing coming through right now.
Okay, Doug, you have to turn the sound off on your computer.
Yeah, I had that done before and it still was giving feedback. Okay, I'll turn it off now and we still have feedback.
Well, that's a lot better, though, when you do that. Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, there's nothing coming through on the computer.
That's your computer, because I see the connections. It's live. We are live. It is going through.
Now I have a question. And there's nothing coming through.
I think he's just wanting to help test the lines.
No, I understand.
Oh, okay.
But did he have a question?
Did you have a question, my friend?
I have a question. I wanted to know, is there some way that you can explain to the audience how we're all part of the whole, how the universe is broken down into galaxies into solar systems into planets, and from the planets into individuals, and down into individual cells. And each one has a consciousness. We're all part of the whole, and we're all feeding back through universe and the universe to other universes back to the one.
Whoa.
So I don't know if that comes clearly to everyone that's listening.
Everything just cut out.
Yes. Everything.
Now I think I've lost everyone again.
No. You can hear. Is everybody there? You guys can hear. Okay. Trust me.
It sounded like it was a great question, but I couldn't actually hear any every other word.
Yeah. Okay. Bear with me. I'm just going to.
Yeah. Well, we'll just keep the dialogue going, and that way you can see how it's sounding and.
This will help you, the systems here,
okay,
help
now
the reverberation. And mine's in a big echo delay.
You have a big echo delay?
Ear.
Is everybody hearing each other better now?
Hello?
I can hear you clearly, but David and Gina are not very clear.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to try a different setup on this. But I'm too tired right now.
Okay.
Understand.
We can help you out some other time.
Thank you. And to those who are listening out there in the land of BBS, I must say thank you for tuning in. I know this has been a bit haphazard, but it's always crazy here, so stick around.
Well, as David said, change is... Even change is changing, so
exactly.
We have to be patient and enjoy the ride.
I agree.
Yeah, well, you're beautiful.
Okay, well, I'm going to disconnect.
Okay.
So I will talk to everyone later.
And
bye-bye.
Doug, thank you for calling in. Doug?
Thank you, Doug. Good night.
Yes, bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Wait a second, I just heard him.
Ah, did you? Oh, you guys
are... That's the way life is sometimes.
Doug's still there?
No, I think he hung up.
I just heard his voice for the first time.
I know there's something here that I need to figure out, but I'm close. I'm closing in on it.
Okay.
Are we still live, Don?
Yep, we're still live.
I'd just like to mention to anyone who's still out there that BBS does not have this problem normally. They're actually upgrading their equipment to some very exciting features that'll help all of us in the future. And it went down this afternoon, and there's just still a few bugs left. So please don't think that BBS Radio is like this all the time. It's very reliable, and I'm sure in the very near future this will all be behind us, and all future shows will go much smoother in the call-in, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You have a signing off message, Gina?
I just invite everybody to go out in joy and happiness and celebration and embrace everything and just see things from a higher perspective and just realize that everything is perfect just the way it is.
It is?
Well,
okay.
After they listen to the show, it is.
Well, I think we'll have some fun here and continue
to
evolve.
Absolutely.
And bring in a lot of wonderful people and co-create the highest potential of our journey.
Yes.
And I thank you, Gina, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, David. Good night, Don.
Good night.